The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DePaul University. With more than 195,000 alumni around the world, DePaul graduates are a force in the workforce. Learn more at herewedo.depaul.edu.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Oh, it's a good one. We go to 1992. Alice in Chains, Wood.
Hear the harmony, you know it's Alice in Chains.
Well, and that's why, you know, they are one of my two or three favorite bands of all time, and it's the double lead singing from Jerry Cantrell and Layne Staley.
Yeah.
And the ability to go back and forth, the harmonization of the songs and the choruses and the back and forth throughout the stanzas, it's fantastic.
So the reason that we picked this song today is because today... Layne Staley passed away 19 years ago today. Also, not the same day, specific day, but the same date, 27 years ago, that Kurt Cobain passed away. They died on the same date, not the same day, but the same date, if you will. And this song is actually...
A tribute
to one of Jerry Cantrell's songs. Or friends that passed away.
Yeah, so Andrew Wood, he was the lead singer of Mother Love Bone, which was a big grunge rock band, which not only inspired Alice in Chains, but also Soundgarden the time. And so that's what this song is dedicated to, Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone. Staley's on the chorus.
Did you know? Cameron Crowe directed this video?
No, I didn't know that.
You learned something today.
But did you know? Another Did You Knowsy.
Did you know?
The movie Singles from Cameron Crowe, the song is featured in it.
Well, maybe that's why.
There you go.
Get that promotion out there.
Didn't have to pay for it either.
And look, people will argue Cobain... Staley, Grohl. I guess I'm just trying to go through like 90s voices, good voices. You know what I mean? Vedder. I think that you and I are fans of Alice in Chains more so than Nirvana. I'm more of a Soundgarden.
Oh,
like if I had
down.
To go, number one for me would be Soundgarden, then Nirvana, then probably Alice in Chains. You're much more into Alice in Chains than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be number one. I think Nirvana, for me, would be last. Then you get the Soundgarden mix in there. I'm not really a Pearl Jam guy.
Yeah.
Boy, here's how it finishes up, Eric. Song of the Night.
I wanna rock!
Yo, later.
Tonight, we go to 1973.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Paul McCartney, Wings.
You used to say, live and let live.
Waddle brought this up today.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Live and Let Die is the song. It's also from the Bond movie, Live and Let Die, from 1973, starring Roger Moore.
Obviously, it was covered by Guns N' Roses. That's a version of it that a lot of people know. It's almost as good as this one.
It's pretty good.
I would say, yeah. It's pretty good.
For cover's sake, the GNR version's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously no Beatles. This is he made this with his wife Linda McCartney and Wings.
It gets a little funky here. It's good. I like it. Yeah.
The genre is symphonic rock. Live and Let Die in forever. Is this at the end or is this like in the beginning credits? Is this like the song?
Yeah, they wrote this is the song for the movie.
In the
it?
Beginning?
I'm pretty sure.
Like, because they do the whole Bond scene and then they do like the song. So this is like the song that they use? I thought they usually use like a slower song.
Yeah, but the 70s were weird. And some of those Roger Moore movies got really strange.
They did.
Like, I'm a huge James Bond fan.
Yeah, and that's what I was asking.
So Live and Let Die fits in between Diamonds Are Forever and The Man with the Golden Gun. Now, The Man with the Golden Gun is a fantastic Bond movie, right? He's on the island, one-on-one. You got to kill the man with the golden gun, but he has one shot, one bullet, boom.
Yeah.
Live and Let Die gets a little strange at times.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've been seeing it forever, though. So Linda McCartney is on keyboard, and she sings backup vocals to this, and then Wings is the rest. Did you know? Weird Al Yankovic wanted to make a parody of this called Chicken Pot Pie. But because McCartney is a vegetarian,
they wouldn't sign off on it.
Didn't want to promote the consumption of meat. He would not sign off on the use of the song for Live and Let Die for Chicken Pot Pie.
That's a shame, really.
Yeah, it is.
There it is. Live and Let Die. Song of the night. I wanna
rock! Yo, live.
All right, we all remember the movie from 28 years ago, The Sandlot, 1993. The Champs, the song is called Tequila. It is your song of the night. Remember back in the movie, The Sandlot, kids take a little chew. They're having a night. They're at carnival.
Oh, well,
they go on the...
Go a little too hard with that chew.
They go on the rides, and then it all comes up for them.
What a great movie. What a great... The best baseball movie. Don't call me. I don't care for your opinions. My opinion's right. Yours is wrong. It's the best baseball movie ever. And it's a great song. It's a great scene. Gustavo Vega, if you're listening, please tweet out the podcast of where we watched The Sandlot with Bro Connor.
We did do that.
There's no lyrics, though. So let's go back to the phones.
Bob in New Lenox, do you like The Sandlot? Do you love that movie, Bob?
You know what? You know, I watched it once.
Hold on, Bob.
Tequila.
Okay, sorry. We had to get the tequila part in.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I mean, I like tequila. I don't like the Sandlot. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, all right.
Yeah. That's just me. But why are you guys hating on the White Sox?
How are we hating on the White Sox?
We're working
on the game.
We're concerned
fans.
They
lost today. LaRusso said it was on him.
You know what? Hey, they lost the game. Here's the thing. I love the power that they had.
Good power. So
they have, Braves just did hit two freaking, they had two, Grand Slams, two home runs with Grand Slams. Come on, that was good.
Good call.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate it. Sean in Tinley Park,
Sean,
do you like
quick.
The
you
Sandlot?
Real quick, you got 10 real seconds. Quick. You got 10 seconds. Be
real quick.
Quick. Tequila.
Sean.
Tequila. Hey, when was the last time the Sox won three games on a West Coast road trip? I mean, it's been forever.
How
can you not be happy with them almost being 500 on the West Coast?
That's fair.
That's a fair point. Good call, Sean.
But you
appreciate
can't be happy about the errors and everything like that, Sean. You can't be happy about the
errors,
fielding.
And you hate leaving Foster in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe they'll learn along the way.
Good call, right. Sean. Appreciate it. There you go. Tequila. The Champs.
Is that it?
In honor of the Sandlot.
It?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
That's it?
Fastest show we've ever done.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Song of the night.
Yo, later.
We go to 1997. Whitetown, Your Woman. This is a throwback jam, Abdallah. This is a big song back in the day. When I was listening to Q101.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was a song that was on... Didn't they have a 9 at 9?
Oh! 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 My man! Your man! Our man! Your mean Mercedes!
Hit a home run. All right, back to the song.
Sorry. I love your mean Mercedes.
Do you remember the 9 at 9 on Q101 back in the day?
Yeah. As I was driving in, I heard an ad for a 7 at 7:30, and I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird. 7 at 7:30. What are you trying to fill there?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It's a very odd time to be doing like a countdown. But this was, I remember the top 9 at 9.
I felt like there was an entire summer, 1997, that this was like the number one song on Q101's list.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought of this song today. I don't really know a whole lot about it, but this song was a jam back in the day. So I picked it as a song of the night. You got song facts?
So the trumpet that you're hearing, that beep, 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 beep. What does that sound like to you? Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. I don't know.
It's the Imperial March.
Is it really?
It's
from
not,
Star Wars?
It's not a direct sample, but people compared it to. It's a sample from a 1932 song called My Woman. But it was thought to be toned up, like you turn the tone all the way up and you make it really high. And people thought it was the Imperial March.
So isn't a part of this song is the guy that made the song was just trying to make the most poppy song possible? I feel like I read that.
Well, he's singing it from the perspective of the girl, and he was trying to do something that Prince did when Prince sang If I Was Your Girlfriend. But yeah, like at this time, like this was considered a poppy song.
Yeah. It also didn't sound like anything else on the radio at the time.
Did you know that Dua Lipa, speaking of pop, has used the same horn sample in her 2020 song Love Again?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just learned something. I told you I was excited for the song once you said you were going to do it.
I'm a Dua Lipa fan. Like, do people remember this song?
I think so.
Like, it doesn't get played now, ever, anywhere. And then you break it down.
You know where I heard it? So that same station that used to do the top 9 at 9 does like a they still do the retro brunch.
Wait, why are you saying that the station doesn't exist anymore?
Q101 is still a station.
No, it's not. Q101 does not exist anymore.
Q101 is a station.
You're speaking of it as if it's like
Q101 is a station. 101.1 still exists. It is still Q101.
It's not Q101.
It's still Q101.
No, it's not. It's an internet radio station now.
No, it's not.
You want to bet? So wait, you were trying to be sly and not mention them? Do you think they're in competition of us?
Please. No.
Giving them respect. Station was what I grew up on.
It's still a station.
Yes, they are, but it's not. It's no longer Q101.
Okay, fine. It's not called Q101 anymore. It's still a station that plays the same music that Q101 used to play. What's the difference?
It's not my problem they rebranded as something else.
Fine. It's an internet radio station. Whatever.
What was the point you were going to make with that?
Oh, they still do like a, they still do the, like the brunch.
And nine.
No, they do like a retro brunch
a
where they play like,
ten.
They play all that kind of stuff.
A midnight 12er.
Midnight 12.
Have a midnight 12er on us. That's your song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Yo, Lynn.
There was news today that DMX passed away at age 50. So we go to DMX, party up, in honor of DMX from 1999.
If you didn't listen to this at some point and getting hyped for something,
yes.
We aren't friends. We aren't friends. I know Tyler's younger than us. I know even he's listened to this at some point to get hyped.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been hyped to this?
Oh, yeah. Right.
If you haven't looked at somebody in the face and gone, and just barked at someone for no good reason, we're not friends. I mean, I was going through DMX songs today. Oh, my God. He was like, there are a few rappers that have the original distinctive voice
yes.
that no one has copied. And people tried to copy DMX, but you just know, you know DMX when you hear DMX.
The moment you hear the voice, it's so distinct. And you're right. Immediately, hyped is something that I think, especially this song. But then also, you're right. Just like the style in the videos, Rough Riders, the whole thing. You can't repeat it. It's fantastic.
And Andrew at Fake Shore Drive, Andrew Barber, was telling a story on Twitter earlier today about how he was walking around in 2003 and saw DMX at Lincoln Park High School just playing by himself, no bodyguards, nothing. 2003 DMX walking around, and he was racing remote control cars with kids and just hanging
himself,
out.
Just hanging out. Just having a day.
Just being DMX.
You know, in the last, 48 hours, there's a lot of people have had stories about DMX being such a nice person. Just out in the real world, meeting random strangers and being friendly and impacting their lives.
Well, he did that versus like a month ago or so, and it was good. But, like, he didn't look the best. You know what I mean? Like, you were just telling, like, okay. Well, I mean, he looked like any artist who's been through some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, artists, some people that have come on Versus have been like, all right, you've been through some stuff. Okay, I get it. But, I mean, just think of just all the songs that he had. You can turn it off for this one. No more talks. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep up that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up fed, I end up dead. Cause you're just soft type. What? Fake up north type. Whoa. I mean, think about driving around in the late 90s, early 2000s, and like you saw a bunch of dudes on motorcycles, you're like, oh, some Rough Riders. Like the Rough Riders anthem. I mean, it sucks. It just sucks. And like the Twitter stories you're seeing today have all been about people that are like, I remember being like, if you didn't randomly dance with someone at a club to this song, then like I don't know what you were doing in the early 2000s.
Even today, I mean, I know in the last year people haven't really gone out the way they used to, but in the last 10 years you're out at a bar, this comes on late, people are into it.
I'm gonna have to go home and watch Belly. Maybe throw on Romeo Must Die.
Romeo Must Die. Oh, that's a pull.
Man, him and Aaliyah are in that movie.
So in honor of DMX passing away today at age 50, song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, later.